This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability, a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Damien Milquiades Sanchez. Date of birth, October 13, 2017. Case ID number is 403-3035. Date of exam, November 3rd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from all children's pediatric dated 8/8/2022 and function report dated 3/21/22. Informant is a mother by the name of Maria Sanchez, who is a single mother and presently pregnant at this time with another spouse, which is common law. Identifying information. This is a 5-year-old male who presented with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of foot anomalies. The mother is presently unemployed because she states she's pregnant at this time, and she's living with a boyfriend who is a mechanic at this time. His physician is Dr. Fabi Torres, and he has two other siblings, one that was born January the 1st, 2020, and another one that was born November the 29th, 2020, who are both doing well at this time. The father is a Mexican citizen, and he was just living with her as common law, but is no longer present in the family environment at this time. The claimant has just started pre-K and appears not to be doing too well, but he has just started the pre-K session. The mother states that she does have a meeting coming up with the teacher. Allegations. Foot anomalies and abnormal gait. History of present illness. The mother states that she has noticed that her son has an in-toe gait and is very conscious of this gait. She states that she noticed it when he was a year old. She has taken her son to a pediatric doctor who has told her that the child is normal. But she states that she knows and that her son is aware that something is wrong, because the children laugh at him because of his running and walking ability, which appears to be abnormal to the claimant's mother. The claimant has had no surgeries performed and is able to ambulate, run, and do all other types of ranges of motion at this time. No medications have been given, and he does not appear to be underweight. In fact, he appears to be taller and weigh more than he should for his age. Review of systems. The claimant has no problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma. Muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or poor appetite. He does occasionally have accidents with soiling of his underwear and bedwetting. Activities of daily living. The mother states that the child does have friends at school and does play with his siblings, but he does like to play by himself. He likes to run and play outside. He does not fight with peers or with adults, but he does sometimes fight with his siblings, and he has a tendency to be alone, secondary to his siblings being female. And does like to play outside most of the time. The claimant does go to pre-K and does have friends in the pre-K, but not appear to be doing too well in school at this time, although he is only in pre-K. And they do have a stable family unit at home. However, the mother is being treated for hyperactive attention deficit, for anger management, and for hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the child was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and that the child did have some difficulty in walking from 18 to 48 months of age. The mother states that the child sat alone without support at 11 months of age, crawled at 11 months of age, walked without support at 1 year, said his first words at 1 year, said his first sentence at 1 year, self-dressed without help approximately at 3 years, but sometimes has to be assisted in dressing, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years of age, was bladder trained during the night at 3 years, and was bowel trained at 1 year. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, and engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior. The mother states that sometimes he was unresponsive to discipline and was destructive, but that he rarely had temper tantrums, comma, extreme mood changes, comma, rarely enjoyed being held, and was predictable, and was rarely predictable in terms of sleeping and waking patterns. The mother states that he frequently explored the surrounding environment and was sometimes very active. Birth history. The mother states that the child was a breech baby at 39 weeks of age and was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh. She says she was in labor for 16 hours and that the baby was not delivered by aids of instruments, was not a cesarean section, and was only a one-baby birth. She also states that no oxygen was given to the baby and that he was not placed in an incubator and that nothing was wrong at the time. However, she states that the baby was blue at birth and was jaundiced the first week of life. The baby weighed 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and was 21 inches long. The mother and the baby both stayed in the hospital for one day and then were dismissed. Past history. No past medical history or surgeries. Except for a right and left skin graft placement for a burn that the child had on the posterior part of his legs in 2018. The claimant's mother states he fell on a slow cooker and developed burns. Social history. No one in the family smokes. The grandfather does drink, but he does not live with them at this time. She denies anybody with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. There is nobody in the family that uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family who has had hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant is presently living in a family unit, which is stable. The mother is living by common law with her second boyfriend, who she has had two children with, and he appears to be working and supporting the family at this time. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature was 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 52.5 pounds. Height, 47 inches. BP, 108 over 65 mmHg. Heart rate, 100 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. The claimant was very active. Growth chart. The claimant was above the 100 percentile for his height and age, and was above the 100 percentile for his weight according to his age. General. The claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, foot anomalies, normal physical exam. Prognosis, very good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Damien Melquiras Sanchez.